The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
On The Huddle this evening, Jordan Williams, Executive Director of the Taxpayers Union. Hello, Jordan.
Good evening, Larry.
And we have Josie Pagani. Hello, Josie.
Hello.
Jordan, let's go to you first on this. So politicians more likely to be political careerists now. Is that worrying? Is it bad for the country? What do you think? All right, Jordan seems to have ducked out. What do you say on this, Josie?
He's struck to silence by the prospect of a generation of professional politicians. Yeah, I think this is really worrying. And I think he's absolutely put his finger on it, that you've got a generation now of professional politicians who've come out of university, got jobs in ministers' offices, they've seen politics as a career path. And the problem with it, and I think it's increased under MMP, and the problem, as he said, is that you end up with a parliament that doesn't look very much like New Zealand. So it may be ethnically diverse, it may even be gender diverse, but it's not, the range of occupations that are represented is increasingly narrow. And I think it's increased since MMP because of the party list. And you win on the party list, you get promoted on the list by playing palace politics. So if you can go to all the right meetings and you can smarmy up the right people and you get the right factions on side, and this is on the left and the right, then you're going to get rewarded with a good place on the list. Mm. Bang, you're in Parliament.
That's a good analysis. Palace politics, I like that. Jordan, I think these you need some life experience, don't you, Jordan?
Yes, you do. That's why I don't think anyone should stand for Parliament before they're 40. But, gee, Josie, you sound like you're fronting for the anti-NNP group that I had some experience in a few years ago. You're absolutely right. If politics is your career, every incentive is to keep your party bosses happy so that you stay in that career. I thought Mark Blackham was absolutely right in relation to the careerisation of politics means that you have a disconnect between your political establishment and your society, and we see the results of that with Trump and Sanders. But let's sort of think about how you might get away with it. We will move away from that. Here at the Taxpayers Union, we've been saying for a long time that you should be considering this when you're looking at how much to pay MPs. At the moment, we've got the worst of both. We pay about $160,000 a year, so you don't attract the genuine best and brightest that are earning a lot more in the private sector, but you're attracting a lot of people in Parliament. And